was on my heart to clarify some things so that there isn't confusion as things progress. We are not in tribulation yet. Hello? Though it's around the corner. And I want to talk about some of the areas what we call beasts and territorial beasts. And in Genesis 3 and verse 1, would you read it with me? It says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field," which meant world. Remember the world system. There's the earth, there's a place, location, and there's the world system controlled by the Antichrist regime. "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, unless you die.' And then the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die.'" So he called God a liar. Everybody get that? Amen. "The serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field or the world in his territory. The beasts are high-ranking fallen angels that serve the dragon." We'll talk more about this here in a second and bring more understanding. In Revelation chapter 12, so again, I want to share that beast, representation of the beast, they are high-ranking fallen angels that serve the dragon. In verse 7, it says, "And war what? Broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the what? The dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out. He is known as the what? The serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." So he's got many names. Amen. He does what? He deceives the whole world. "He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." So we see again here, the great dragon is called the serpent of old, the devil, Satan. They're all one. Second Pete 2, verse 9. Second Peter. Is everybody there? "Then the Lord knows how to what? Deliver the godly out of what? Temptations, and reserves the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authorities. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these are like natural brute beasts made to be what? Caught and destroyed. Speak evil of things they do not understand and will utterly perish in their own corruption. And will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. There are spots and blemishes carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained his madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by tempests, for whom is reserved the what? Blackness of darkness forever and ever." Again, these are demonic forces controlled by high-ranking beasts. This is spiritually and physically. These individuals that are used by the dragon are in a physical, but they are also used spiritually. Is everybody with me? They are demonic forces controlled by high-ranking beasts spiritually and physically. in Revelation 13. Starting at verse 1, Revelation 13, 1. Everybody there? Let's speak it. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns were 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet were like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and his great authority. So obviously, this is the beast's son. This is the Antichrist. Is everybody with me? And I saw one of his heads as it was had been mortally wounded. Sound familiar? And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the what? The beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things, blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him what? Let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience of the faith of the saints. So we see that the beast of the sea, it is a military operation. It is the Antichrist. In other words, Satan's son or super soldier. He's his Superman. Remember, I share with you that this is not only a spiritual position, but this is a physical position. Amen? The dragon gave him authority to attack and gather all those who oppose him. One of his leaders was mortally wounded and was healed to cause a false trust and imitation of Christ. So he was worshipped. Amen? He was worshipped. In verse 11, he says, then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly head was what? Wounded. In other words, he was imitating Christ. Death, resurrection. Amen. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which have been granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make a what? An image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the what? Image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause many as would not worship the image of the beast to be what? To be what? Killed. This is intense. So we see that the beast of the earth is known as the false prophet. False signs to worship the first beast and cause man to make an image. And the image will have a form of life by technology. Causes everyone to be deceived and receive the mark, as you continue in verse 16. It says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the beast. So you have to have one of the three. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So they have to receive the mark of the beast, the name, or the number of his name. He is known as the false prophet that is causing many to worship the image of the beast. And who is giving power to the image of the beast? The dragon. Amen? So you're actually seeing a trinity here that's a fake trinity. It's Satan's satanic trinity. You got the dragon, the antichrist, and the beast. Amen? I mean, you have the dragon, the antichrist, and false prophet. Each one of them carries a specific position. In Revelation 19. And verse 19. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was what? Captured, and with him was the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with what? Brimstone. So this was physical, isn't it? Amen? And the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. So we see the beast, the first beast again, is the Antichrist. The second beast is the false prophet. And the Antichrist is known as the son of perdition. He is considered the first beast, the son of perdition. Is everybody okay? In Revelation 20. So you have the dragon, you have the Antichrist, amen, and you have the false prophet, the satanic trinity. And what we're seeing right now globally is just a rehearsal of what they're attempting to do. So they're using a plague to try to get people to take a mark, take the jab, amen, because it is a mark of the beast. It's not the mark, but it is a mark of the beast. It is a marker. Hallelujah. In Revelation 20, in verse 7. Let's speak it now. When the 1,000 years had expired, Satan will be released from his prison, and he will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose name is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints, and the beloved city, and the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So the dragon, the anti-God, who is the dragon, amen, the beast of the son of perdition, the false prophet, is the anti-spirit of all were cast into the lake of fire. This is, again, the satanic trinity will be dissolved. It will become, remember, it was spiritual, then physical. In Matthew 4. Matthew 4, verse 8. Speak it again. The devil took Jesus up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will what? Fall down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. So we see Satan offered Jesus the kingdom of the world system, only if he worshiped him. Well, the first beast, the Antichrist, is a king that accepted the offer to worship the dragon and accepted the world system to rule. Does everybody get it? Amen? And he received the kingdom of the world system. We call it the Babylonian system. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. All of these things that we're seeing globally is just preparation for the beast. They will be awakened and taken up. Amen. People will be, but again, this is going to, when this begins to happen, we should not be here. God willing. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. Let's speak it. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you with any by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the what? Son of perdition, who is the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in where? The temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Wow. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know that what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. In other words, the body of Christ being on earth is restraining all of this to come forth in its fullness. For the mystery of the lawless one is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Who is the he? It is the body of Christ will be taken out of the way. Then there won't be any more restraints to the Antichrist Trinity. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will eventually consume with his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to who? Come on, read it with me. The working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them what? Strong delusion that they should believe in the lie. Look at the delusion that everybody has in the world now. It's incredible. It will get worse. Some people awaken, but some people that were awakened may go right back into it. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. That they all may be what? Condemned who do not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through what? Sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth. Hello, that means separation from the world system and following the truth. To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Again, the first beast is the Antichrist, the son of the dragon or perdition. He exalts himself as God and will not be revealed until we are taken out of the way, known as the rapture. Then the dragon will allow him to be empowered and begin to persecute even greater the believers that will be left behind. See, there's going to be many people who think that they're right with God, even though they've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but they're not in position. Think about how many believers are out there voting and promoting things that God hates. You think they're going to get raptured? No way. Why? Their hands are unclean. They have blood on their hands. Innocent born children that aborted and stuff like that. Let me tell you, people that promote and vote these things and vote these politicians in place will be judged just like them. Amen? And John 17. John 17, verse 11, let's speak it. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the what? Son of perdition. Who's he talking about? Judas. Why? Judas was in the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen? That the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the word has hated, the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the what? Evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your what? Truth. Your word is truth. Powerful. Judas was the son of perdition, betraying Jesus. It was working the workings of Satan. Amen? There's a lot of people in the Judas spirit these days. Matthew 24. Let's speak it. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, verse 16, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babes in those days. Pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be what? Great tribulation. So in other words, tribulation, the first 3.5 years of tribulation was completed. Now there's another 3.5 years of tribulation called Great Contribulation. And this is where the desolation, which was talked about by Daniel, where the Antichrist steps into the temple. He stops the daily sacrifices and calls himself God. When he does that, we're out of here. Amen? Hallelujah. So we see great tribulation begins then. Go to Daniel 12 and we'll look at that. Daniel 12. We'll start at verse 1. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. He's talking about Israel. Amen. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was seen since there was a nation. This is when Israel becomes a nation. Even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found in the what? Written in the book, which is the book of life. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. He says, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Are we at the time of the end? Yeah. Many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this river bank and the other on the other river bank. And one said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half times, which is 3.5 years. And when the power of the holy people have been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be what? Purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. We're seeing that now. The wicked don't understand, do they? And from that time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days, which is considered 3.5 years. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,355 days. But you go your way to the end, for you shall rest and will arise into your inheritance at the end of the day. So we see that Daniel prophesied about what was going to happen in tribulation. Amen. The abomination of desolation is set up to move the Antichrist into the temple and proclaim himself as God. But when he does that, you know what? We may even see that. It's very possible that we'll see it. Then we'll go, man, we're right around the corner. Man, that's when you don't go to work no more. Don't worry about anything, man. Just make sure you're right with God and tell everybody that you know you're going home. And you can leave them your sneakers if you want, you know. unless they turn their lives around. What a terrible thing to have to go through tribulation. When there's no more protection. When people are tormented, tortured, molested, and terrible. No one to protect no one. In Exodus 32. Starting at verse 1. It says, now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, hello, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as far as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. You know, a lot of people say that about Jesus. They'll begin to go and build themselves false idols. Well, he hasn't returned yet. Or they've drifted and fallen away and lost faith, no longer in fellowship. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings. Now, Aaron, Moses' right-hand man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, let's do this. I don't know where he's at. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people broke off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, and brought them to Aaron, and received the gold from their hand, and they fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made a molded calf, known as the golden calf. Then they said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is the feast of the Lord. Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said to Moses, get down there before I kill them all. For your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf, worshipped it, and sacrificed to it, and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and did indeed, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath, in other words, let me kill them. Moses interceded for them, or the Lord was going to wipe them out. But again, it's how quickly, because of Moses delayed, because he was delayed in the glory of God, he was carrying the Ten Commandments down. And when he saw it, he threw the Ten Commandments, and the commandments broke. But that was just prophetic, because there would be another covenant coming also, and that would be with Christ. Here the Lord, Moses was carrying down the Ten Commandments to guide the people, right? the things that pleased God. And they built a golden calf. In other words, so many times people need to see what they're worshiping and don't have the faith. They made an idol, and it's the same thing as the image of the beast. Amen? In 1 Samuel 17. In verse 4. Now you remember Israel was fighting against the Philistines. And in this, the Philistines had a giant, a Nephilim called Goliath. Form of an Antichrist. In verse 4, and it says, a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose weight was what? 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield bearing went before him. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. But thank God Jesus sent David. Amen. So we see here, though, 666 falls short of 7 incomplete. When it said, understand the mark of the beast of 666. It's also the number of man. Amen. It is the number of man. So you have the Goliath had 6 cubits in height, 6 pieces of armor, and a spear that weighed 600 shekels. Hallelujah. Go to Daniel 3. Daniel 3 and verse 1. Let's speak it together. Remember Nebuchadnezzar? The king made an image of gold, whose height was what? 60 cubits, and its width was 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps and the administrators, the governors and the counselors and the treasurers and the judges and magistrates and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps and the administrators and the governors and counselors, the treasurers and judges, magistrates and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had made up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had made up. Again, here's this image of the beast, 6 cubits high, 6 cubits wide, 6 instruments to summon the worshipers. You know, people don't realize that the Washington Monument is a replica of the same thing at Nebuchadnezzar's obelisk. It is 666 feet tall and 660 inches wide. Because everything is still under the control of the Babylon world system. Amen? And Matthew 24. Verse 3. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age." And Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no one does what? Deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and these will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. These nations is known as ethnic groups. And there will be what? And they will deliver you up to what? Tribulation, not great tribulation, tribulation. And try to kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be what? Offended, betray one another, and hate one another." Well, we see a lot of betrayal right now, a lot of hatred right now. Amen? In other words, we're seeing all of this, the transition between the beginning of birth pangs and the starting of tribulation, but it hasn't full-blown yet. "And then many will be offended and will betray one another and hate one another. The many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." Sounds like all the news companies. "And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." We see this beginning to increase more and more. "But he who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel, the kingdom, will be preached in all world and as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you what? See the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel." Hello, there we go again. Then again, right then and there, then begins the great tribulation. Amen. So he says, lawlessness will abound. In other words, disobedience, unyielding, hatred. People will grow, their hearts will grow cold and harder. And they were going to hate anything mentioned by Jesus. Matthew 13. In verse 36, hallelujah. "Then Jesus sent a multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the tares of the field.' And he answered and said to them, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the what? The world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so will be the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of the kingdom all things that offend and those that practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the what? Furnace of fire." He said, his kingdom. Amen. "There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says." Those that practice lawlessness into the furnace of fire. Look at Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 13. And what does it say? "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Again, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from the thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'But Lord, we prophesied in your name, we cast out devils in your name, and done many wonders in your name.' And I will declare to them, I never knew you, because depart from me because you what? Practice lawlessness. Never knew you. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1. Are we in the last days? Amen. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter time some will what? Depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. You got to think about deceiving spirits. These are spirits. These are unseen. They're speaking to your mind. They're impressing. They're throwing fiery darts at people. Everything to prevent an individual from completing the will of God or completing an assignment. And then the doctrines of demons, which, heck, they're teaching that stuff in school now. School no longer educates, they indoctrinate. And he says they'll be speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. No, he's saying they're going to be deceived. Amen? In 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 1. But know this what? In the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be what? Lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. And from such people do what? Turn away. Why? Associations bring impartations. And I'm going to close at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Here is a guideline. It says what? Do not be unevenly yoked together with what? Unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people, if they what? Therefore means if you come out from among them, be separate, says the Lord. Don't touch what's unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Powerful. Sanctification. Separation. Truth. Staying filled with the Spirit of God. Staying in power. Amen. In fellowship. Don't be misled by the desires of the world. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Never be a chaser of money, be a chaser of his presence. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And everything that's been parted in each and every one of us tonight, let that seed grow and bear fruit for your glory so that we can discern the time and the season we are in preparation for what is getting ready to happen. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.